Hello, friends. My name's Joe Armstrong. Thank you for listening to Independence Day. Please drop by the Independence Day website, indepday.com, to hear the full interview with this week's guest, who is Mr. Peter Himmelman. Say hello, Peter.
Hello.
It's been such a great joy to talk to you today, man. Such great insight into creativity, dealing with fear, dealing with getting over obstacles that are in our way. He wrote a song for us on the spot, and he's got a brand new book. It's called Let Me Out, Unlock Your Creative Mind and Bring Your Ideas to Life. It just comes out next week. It's on Penguin. You should check that out. He's also got a company called Big Muse, where he does seminars to help people unlock their creativity and be better human beings, right? Isn't that the whole point, kind of?
I love how you sum that up. It's about right.
You can use that free of charge, man. You're a storied songwriter. You've got thousands of songs written, dozens of albums, been nominated for Grammys and Emmys. And besides all that, like, man, it's the songs that's the most important thing. That's a good thing. It's where it all started and what you're good at. You've got one more song for us. What's this going to be, man?
This is a song called Impermanent Things. I wrote it a long time ago, and it's kind of, I don't know. For me, it sums up a lot of things without having to say it overtly.
Yeah.
It's something, talks about something I strive for, something that I'm bothered by. See if it, you know, makes any sense to your listeners.
And of all the thousands of songs that you've written, why did you pick this one for today?
Well, I haven't been, you know, practicing much. I remember it. No,
it's a logistical consideration.
Yeah, I mean, that's part of it. But I mean, I think of all the songs that I have that say many different things. This one, it just sort of synopsizes something about myself, something about my concerns and my journey that just works for me.
Very, very nice. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time out. I appreciate it. I encourage you to go to peterhimmelman.com. Check out all of his albums. He's got all kinds of stuff. He's got children's albums if you've got kids. He's got grown-up albums if you're a grown-up. He's also got a book, brand new book called Let Me Out, Unlock Your Creative Mind and Bring Your Ideas to Life. Also, Big Muse, check that out. Peter Himmelman on Independence Day with the song Impermanent Things.
This one is sort of, I wouldn't say it's right in the genre of death metal, but it's kind of veering towards it. It's called Impermanent Things. All these impermanent things, oh, how they fool me, dominate and rule me. They keep me waiting here forever. All these impermanent things, well, they're pouring in all directions like second-hand reflections, and they're leading us to subtle shades of fires. Why keep hanging on that never stay, yeah, things that just keep stringing us along from day to day. All these impermanent things, present yet elusive, passive yet abusive, tearing out the heart and other sides. All these impermanent things, where they point in all directions like secondhand reflections, and they're leading us to subtle shades of violence. Why keep hanging on to things that never stay, yeah, things that just keep stringing us along from day to day. Trying to convince me, baptize my soul and rinse me,
purge my mind of honesty and fire. All these impermanent things, well, they all add up to zero. They make believe that they're my heroes, then they fill my mind with doubt and false desires. Why keep hanging on to things that never stay? Yeah, things that just keep stringing us along from day to day.